The US Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, issued a warning over the weekend that Papua New Guinea is one part of the Pacific where the US is engaged in a strategic competition with China over resources and leadership in the region. But Bougainville's President, John Momus, says the United States is conspicuous by its lack of investment in Papua New Guinea and that he would welcome more. Jemima Garrett has our report.
As the United States attempts to deal with its massive debt, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is doing her best to ensure climate change programs for the Pacific are spared the axe. When she went before the United States Foreign Relations Committee last week, she highlighted US strategic interests.
Let's put aside the moral, humanitarian, do-good side of what we believe in, and let's just talk, straight realpolitik. We are in a competition with China. Take Papua New Guinea, huge energy find, to go to one of Senator Lugar's very strong points. ExxonMobil is producing it. China is in there every day in every way trying to figure out how it's going to come in behind us, come in under us. They're supporting the dictatorial regime that unfortunately is now in charge of Fiji. They have brought all of the leaders of these small Pacific nations to Beijing, wined them and dined them. I mean, if anybody thinks that our retreating on these issues is somehow going to be irrelevant to the maintenance of our leadership in a world where we are competing with China, that is a mistaken notion.
Hillary Clinton may not want to see Pacific climate change programs cut, but that has not stopped questions being asked about whether the US has left the door open to China in this region. Bougainville is home to the massive British and Australian-owned Panguna copper mine and is prospective for more minerals. Bougainville's president, John Momus, is one of Papua New Guinea's elder statesmen and its former ambassador to China. He says the ExxonMobil-led LNG project is the exception rather than the rule when it comes to US investment.
That's one off. Apart from that, the US is conspicuous by its absence in Bougainville.
So would you like to see US investment in Papua New Guinea and in Bougainville?
Yes, we would like to, but I think they have a policy of not investing in Papua New Guinea.
China, on the other hand, is looking into a wide range of projects in PNG. President Momus says Chinese companies have shown interest in taking a stake in the Panguna copper mine. Bougainville is still recovering from a civil war in the 1990s, which left thousands dead, closed Panguna, and destroyed much of the island's infrastructure. Australia and Papua New Guinea are supporting Bougainville's reconstruction. President Momus says economic and social development is a priority and he's keen to welcome new investors.
We now have Chinese entrepreneurs on the ground looking at possibilities of farming, fishing, shipping, setting up a technical college. The Chinese government or the embassy has said to us that they would be prepared to build a technical college. We also have an offer from Europe, a private offer, not government, to build a technical college. So we do need, in my view, we need to have good technical colleges to produce educated, technically qualified people.
President Momus has just completed a week-long visit to Australia at the invitation of the Australian government. He flew out on Sunday, confident that he'll get a good hearing for his request that more of Australia's increasing aid budget go to Bougainville. The visit was just part of a hectic schedule.
When I led a delegation to China, we signed 7 MOUs. We are encouraging Chinese and some Australians, as well as Kiwis and any other investor who is interested to go into joint venture with us. I've gone on public to say that we will not encourage standalone business, foreign business. We would prefer to encourage joint venture businesses. Of course, the question of equity will be negotiated. We don't have the capital nor the technology and so on and so forth.
That's John Momus, the president of the autonomous government on Papua New Guinea's island of Bougainville. Jemima Garrett with that report.